Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also heard on the radio.com app, which you can download for your smartphone. I hope this story here with this deli ham, I hope this doesn't become a thing. Because they could literally prosecute just about everybody in the country that's ever worked in a grocery store or a restaurant or anywhere that serves food. You know that?
My girlfriend got yelled at for eating grapes.
She did? At the store?
Yeah, she wanted to try the different grapes, the red one and the green one and something else.
Yep. What? But that's a little different because she's...
She's sampling.
But she's a customer.
I agree.
That's stealing. Okay.
It's not stealing.
Yeah, it is. You eat grapes inside the store?
No, you can have one grape to see if it's a good batch.
That's stealing.
It's not stealing.
Technically,
it's one grape.
Let's go to Texas.
Like, literally, you're
let's
making me
to
crazy
Texas
today.
51059.
I don't know what it is.
Go
about
to Texas
today.
51059.
But
if
it's something.
You pull a grape out of and you eat inside the store, that's stealing, Jamie. That's the way they look at it.
No, because she wants to have a grape to see if it's a good batch.
Well, what if I want to have a banana to see if it's a good batch? What if I want to have a pear to see if it's a good batch? Or a tomato? I can go through the whole list. It's all the same, Jamie. Come on now.
No, I'm just saying she's saying that she tries it for a good batch. I see your banana point. It's hard to say, but I got the banana.
Yeah, strawberries.
I don't do all the fruits.
Blueberries.
Okay.
This particular story, though, is a little bit different, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's a person that works at a grocery store. They work in the deli department. This person, over the past, how many years was it, Jamie? Like 8 years or something like that?
Nine, I believe.
Was it 9 years?
Yeah, I don't.
Over 9 years, this lady would take a piece of ham, 4 and 5 pieces a day.
Fold it up nicely. I love folding up a piece of ham, just shove it in your mouth.
With cheese in it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You ever rolled it up with cheese?
Well, no, but I have really done that where they do it with a tortilla.
Uh-huh.
What are those called?
I don't remember. Some type of wrap, you mean?
Yeah, they make them. Pinwheels.
Oh, that's
yeah,
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All great right, so for a football game.
Here's that lady. She's in there. She's in the grocery store. She rolls up her ham. Mm-hmm. She has 4 or 5 pieces every single day. Every single day. But she's an employee of the place. Well, now they're going to prosecute her. They've done the math on it. She has stolen over $9,000 in deli ham, and they are going after her.
I don't understand. How do they know it's like $9,500 in deli ham?
Well, I think because, you take 4 pieces of ham the days that she worked, you weigh it out, and you see
Was it always like the same kind, like boar's head?
I guess she was bragging to somebody. That you know, every day I have some ham.
Guys, every day I have some ham.
Yeah, every day I have a little ham, and nobody really knows it.
Yeah.
It's usually what I have for lunch is ham.
Are you being her right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
she's obviously creepy?
She must have told some people, is all I'm saying, in the break room.
Okay.
And then the grocery store has done a crackdown on her. They I guess they watched some surveillance tape, and they realize she is eating the ham. She's eating over $9,000 worth, and she's facing felony theft charges.
Felony?
Yeah, they're going after her.
For eating the ham?
Every day.
A felony.
But she's done it every day for 8, 9 years.
My girlfriend was a manager for a major grocery store chain here.
Yeah.
And she said they couldn't even take a cup, their own cup, and use it at the fountain drinks.
See, I think that's rare.
I don't.
I do. I think in most places. No, I might have this wrong because I've only worked in probably.
I thought like at 7-Eleven they count the cups and stuff. That's why they're like, take this cup.
Yeah, but if you take your own. I've been in the 7-Eleven before where I've seen an employee come over with a cup and get some soda.
What was his name?
No, I don't.
You always have a story about this crap. When you're trying to be right.
I don't know his name. I didn't read his name tag.
I saw a guy named Steve.
I've seen it done before, Jamie.
Okay, yeah.
And then I've worked at different restaurants myself. In fact, I was a head chef at one time at Waffle House.
Which is crazy because I never knew they had chefs.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, we trained hard. But nevertheless, I was. And they had a policy that you could literally eat there. You could come in. You could eat before your shift. You could eat in the back room during your shift. They never cared.
They didn't care.
And I think most places that if you're an employee, if you want a soda, you're allowed to get a soda, I think.
Hmm. I don't know. I worked for a clinique, and I wasn't allowed just to have lipstick.
That's different. It's different. Oh, my God. You're killing me today. You're killing me. I'm going to be on a four-hour flight with you all the way to Miami. I hope we're not even close in seating. I swear you're killing me today. You're not going to take, you know, there are people that work at car lots, too. They're not allowed to take a car. Okay? I get that. We're talking about food. A little sample of food that you work at a place. You know, I think if you work at a burger joint, you have a few fries here and there, don't you?
Well, you can't have the ham, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. I worked at Little Caesars, and I couldn't have a pizza.
You couldn't?
No, I couldn't have a free pizza.
Could you eat, though? But could you eat on the side? Did you not eat part of the sausage?
No, he couldn't. See, I am right.
But you did it.
No.
See?
Well, you did it.
Well, I did it.
Okay. Because you're lying if you say you did it.
No, I slipped some pepperonis. Yeah,
you took from him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Me, too. Anyway, the point is he wasn't supposed to, though.
Right.
So it's not common.
It was not common.
Oh, I think it's very common.
It's not common.
It's not everywhere, guys, but I think it's common if you work in a restaurant that you sample a food.
Just because you saw one guy at 7-Eleven and you don't know his name.
His name is Willie.
Willie,
the 7-Eleven guy. Slurpee Willie.
Why is it that Jamie is so annoying today?
Thank you so much.
Why?
Thank you, Peter.
How does this happen
to
me?
And I don't even feel good, and I got to put up with this.
But, you know, I don't understand how this happens to me, and you're the guy that's wrong.
No, I'm not wrong at all. I have a lot of experience in the restaurant business. And, yeah, I think I'm dead on.
I didn't think Jamie could be more annoying than she is today, but God, she did it.
Please, keep those texts coming.
I hate all of you.
Because you're dead on right now.
I hate all of you.
You're dead on right now. Your perception of the show was perfect.
I'm quitting.
I got you. I can feel you, brother. I feel you, brother and sister. But I feel you.
Jamie, would you like to eat my salami? Wow.
Well, that was just uncalled.
That's the mentality of the texters right there. Now the rest don't even matter. I'm not even reading them. I don't even care if I'm annoying.
I can't agree with that one.
I feel like that's your phone number.
Yeah.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.